Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Oh, Chris, I mean, you've been having to deal with the drama in Pittsburgh with Antonio Brown and Bell and all that, and I figured I owe you. I want to keep your blood pressure down a little bit and talk about one of the Steeler players who, making a difference, is, doesn't do the drama and does all this great stuff. And we've featured him before, Chris, but as you said when we talked earlier today, we can't honor this guy enough. And it's Cameron Hayward, the defensive end. Some of the things he does off the field are incredible. Chris, I mean, we could start by saying he established his own Hayward House Foundation. That was a few years ago. And he's really partnered with an organization called Kids Voice. And these are kids that are abused and neglected who are in foster care. And every year, Chris, he provides gift cards with personal birthday greetings to over 200 kids a year. He does that too. And he does a lot with the schools in the area. He partners with a lot of people. There's an organization in the Pittsburgh area, Blessings in a Backpack, where there are very needy kids who he actually will provide food for over 140 kids every weekend. Not only do they get them sometimes during the day in school, but he'll send 140 kids every weekend home with food in backpacks. He does an awful lot with T-shirt sales for breast cancer in that area. It's really incredible, Chris, about food banks in greater Pittsburgh area that he's involved with. He has a very holistic approach to everything he does. I just hope I hit a few of the things we do when we honor him from time to time because he does so much. But he is their Peyton NFL Man of the Year nominee this year, and well-deserved.
Yeah, it is. You're right, Bob. He does so many great things up in the Pittsburgh community. And it's hard to, you know, like you said, pinpoint one thing because he's just doing great things in a lot of different areas. But kudos to you and kudos to Cam Hayward for the great things that they're doing and he's doing and for you for bringing that one up. Bob, this week I'm going to put my spotlight on Giants running back Saquon Barkley. And Bob, you know, you and I have talked about Giants linebacker Michael Thomas in the past. He was the Giants Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this year. And that's an award that Saquon Barkley wants to win. And he was here in Atlanta during Super Bowl week and ultimately ended up receiving his Rookie of the Year award when he was here. But while he was here, he helped feed homeless men and women at Crossroads Community Ministries in partnership with Campbell Soup. And they donated 100,000 bowls of soup to the homeless. But Bob, Saquon said that now that he has gotten sort of his first NFL season under his belt and he really knows what to expect and kind of got his bearings, you know, for what it's like to be in the NFL, he wants to get even more involved in events like the one he did here for the homeless in Atlanta. He wants to give more back. He wants to go visit more schools. He wants to spend more time with more people and start his own foundation as well. And Bob, he said something that I thought was absolutely tremendous, and I want to read it to you. He said, "I don't want to just be out there doing this and that. I want to spend some time with people to be able to set up events like this one, Feed the Homeless with Campbell Soup, where we give out 100,000 bowls of soup. That's what, you know, that's what you want to do. That's what I want to do. You want to be with people who are real and giving back to people and impacting people's lives. That's what I value. I want to continue to do those sorts of things throughout my life. I'm happy and thankful to be with Campbell's and to be able to give back to the homeless this week. This event is the best thing that I'm going to do this week." And that is, you know, when you think about it, Bob, him saying, this is the most important thing. This is the best thing that I'm going to do this week. He knew he was going to get Rookie of the Year later that week. But what was most important to him and most impactful to him was being able to do what he did for the homeless. And I think that's absolutely tremendous. You know, he's very selfless. He's a guy, Bob, that you can look at right away after just his rookie season and say, you know what? This guy gets it. So kudos to Saquon Barkley for already having an impact on the lives of homeless men and women and then really setting himself up to do even more in putting his own foundation together. Boy, I thought that was tremendous, Bob.
It's an incredible story, Chris, and I don't remember a New York Giant or Jet in this area up here in the Northeast who ever handled himself as well as he did in the rookie year, and he's probably going to be the leader of that team. Now, with Landon Collins leaving, he'll be the man in New York, but doesn't seem to affect him at all, and he's just such a level-headed guy, incredibly smart from Penn State, as we know, and I'm just glad you brought that up, because even a young guy like him can make a huge difference in the daily things he does.
Yeah, so kudos to Saquon Barkley and Cam Hayward, and two great stories this week. We look forward to this segment every single week. We look forward to bringing you two more great stories again next week. Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Willie Simmons, Tony Collins, Dwight Hollier, Joe Burns, and Gus Barat for joining us. And as always, Bob, I can't think of a better way to spend my Thursday nights than sharing the show with you, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for putting together such a great crew of guests, good friends, new friends, and we'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Yes, we will. And next week, scheduled to join us, our good friend Ann Jewell, speaking of the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory. She's going to be back with us. Always have a good time spending a segment with Ann. Former Falcons wide receiver Brian Finneran's going to be here, as will former Rams quarterback Tony Banks and former Vikings and Browns defensive back Corey Fuller. Of course, Tony Collins will be with us as well. I want to remind everybody, how can you follow us out there on social media? Well, please check us out on Facebook. We've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like in your comments. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you're going to be able to see who our future guests are going to be. We've got our guest schedule right out there for you. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean, and we can't thank those guys enough for their ongoing support of the show, featuring us front and center in their NFL fan segment. So you can stream or download any of our archive episodes for free from there. Or by downloading the Podbean app, you can take the show with you everywhere you go. So you can take us on your commute, your time at the gym, at the grocery store, at the mall, wherever you're going, out for your walk or run, we can go there with you as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, we'll talk in 1 week. And we want to also thank our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We want to shout out Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.